Hello, I'm Tom Rollins, president of the Teaching Company. These lectures are part of the Great Courses on Tape series. They are produced by the Teaching Company. The lectures on these tapes are titled Ancient Greek Civilization, Part 1. The lecturer is Dr. Jeremy McInerney. Professor McInerney received his Ph.D. from the University of California at Berkeley in 1992. Since 1992, he has been teaching Greek history at the University of Pennsylvania, where he is currently an associate professor in the Department of Classical Studies and serves as chair of the graduate group in the Art and Archaeology of the Mediterranean World. Professor McInerney also serves on the managing committee of the American School of Classical Studies at Athens. He has excavated in Israel, at Corinth, and on Crete. His research interests include topography, epigraphy, and historiography. He has published articles in numerous journals and participated in colloquia on ethnicity in the ancient world, hosted by the Center for Hellenic Studies in Washington. Lecture 1, Greece and the Western World.
Hello and welcome to this, our series of lectures on ancient Greek civilization. My name is Jeremy McInerney, and in the course of the next 24 lectures, what I would like to do is to introduce you to the world of Greek culture, the accomplishments of the Greeks. And today, to begin, I'd like to talk a little bit about what it was that the Greeks produced and how we, as a culture much later, relate to the accomplishment of the Greeks. In order to clarify this right from the start and to give you an idea of what it is that I want to do in both this lecture and the rest of this series, I'd like to just start with a story of an episode that occurred a few years ago when I was an undergraduate, and I sat in a lecture where the lecturer, talking about Greek religion, began by saying, now, it's very important when we study the Greeks to pay close attention to their religion and their thought system. And I was sitting in the audience thinking, well, this is very good. He's showing proper respect for them. And he then proceeded to tell a series of stories about how when the Greeks worship their gods, they perform sacrifices where they cut animals open and where they played with their livers and their intestines to try and divine what was happening in the future. And as he was telling these various stories, he was grimacing and leering and trying to elicit a reaction from the undergraduates. He was quite successful in making them think that the Greeks were somehow very odd and very weird and very inferior to us and to our conception of how to deal with God. What the episode crystallized for me was that we have a real difficulty when we approach the Greeks, because we have a tendency either to think of the Greeks as being demigods, a culture that accomplished more than we could ever hope to, and a culture in whose shadow we live, or else as somehow being so alien and so different that we can never really understand them at all. And in some sense, it's those two poles that I want to navigate in the course of these lectures, to try to think about the ways in which we are alike to the Greeks and the ways in which we are very different from the Greeks. I don't want to turn them into gods, and I don't want to turn them into comic book characters either, but rather to think about them as a culture that was extremely important for us. And there's no doubt about it that it is a culture which is, in a way, a bedrock of Western civilization. Now, some people like to advance the argument that we should study the Greeks because they are more important to us than any other culture, that their culture is unique. That's a claim that you might want to think about. In what sense is any culture unique, better than others? Well, all cultures are unique, I would argue. Japanese culture, Chinese culture, Indian culture. We even know now that cultures which were once dismissed as primitive, in fact, can have extremely rich cultural lives. The epistemology, the cosmology of the Aborigines or of the Plains Indians, these are extremely interesting and exciting. Nevertheless, whether it's an historical accident or not, the case remains that we are somehow closely tied to the Greeks, for better or for worse, if you will. I mean, think of it, for example, in these terms.